This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, July 15th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, on the line with us now is AgriPulse's Philip Brasher, who is in Milwaukee at the GOP convention. Talk about the tenor and the mood around the beginning of this convention, especially given the activity over the weekend.
Monday this afternoon, we got started with the roll call of the states, and no surprise, none of the acrimony that we saw 8 years ago in Cleveland when there was still some opposition in the Republican Party to Donald Trump. This is a party that is united around him, and you can feel it.
So the announcement has come that former President Trump has announced Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his running mate in 2024. What do we know about Senator Vance, and what does this bring to the ticket?
Well, J.D. Vance is very clearly, ideologically, is very in sync with Donald Trump. He is from the new populist wing of the Republican Party, which is growing since Donald Trump took over the party. J.D. Vance, much younger and a very articulate spokesman.
Philip, earlier, AgriPulse reported that the previous GOP platform was about 66 pages, and the new is out, and it's less than 20. And agriculture didn't see a lot of attention. During this GOP, where we would expect that Donald Trump would become from the presumptive to the Republican nominee for the 24 bid for the White House, do you anticipate that agriculture will see the light of day?
Well, in some respects, I think there will certainly be a lot of discussion around and focus, at least especially for these first couple of days in the speakers, be a lot of focus on economic issues, immigration, regulatory reform, what was that, regulations imposed by the Biden administration. We'll certainly see that. It's certainly something that I would hope a lot of folks would like to hear. You'll probably hear some about trade.
Commodity markets were reacting during the day today, seeming to suggest that the former president was a leg up in terms of the polls, and the commodity market specifically reacting to the idea that a second Trump administration would bring increased tariffs and perhaps resume the fight with China.
I don't think there's much question about that. In Washington, China is really the whipping boy, especially for Republicans, but it would not be at all surprising to see President Trump coming to office and raise tariffs on China. Of course, he's also proposed across-the-board tariffs on imported goods from around the world.
Great. And finally, what should we expect for Daybreak tomorrow, and what stories are you hoping to bring from the GOP event in Milwaukee this week?
Well, we are gathering certainly reaction to Senator Vance's pick as Trump's running mate. That's going to be our focus tomorrow. We're obviously talking to folks here at the convention in agriculture and close to agriculture about some of these issues that we talked about, like regulatory reform, trade, taxes, and so forth. So there'll be a lot of focus on that. We'll be listening to see what President Trump himself says on these issues. Reports that he's got to have a more unified message at the convention when he talks Thursday night.
So this week you can follow the GOP convention with AgriPulse. Philip Brasher and Lydia Johnson at the event and reporting here on AgriPulse.com. Finally, corn and soy condition ratings both unchanged for corn and soy. According to the USDA, both at 68% good to excellent. 41% of the corn crop in the dough stage and 51% of soybeans were blooming. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. U.S. sugar policy is critical to American food security. U.S. sugar policy allows American farmers and sugar producers to keep grocery store shelves stocked with American-made sugar, supports more than 151,000 jobs, and contributes $23.3 billion in annual economic activity. Learn how bipartisan support for sugar in the Farm Bill benefits every American at sugaralliance.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.